Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances, $396 or more. Like the Samsung Bespoke AI Laundry Combo, the largest capacity, fastest, all-in-one laundry combo available that washes and dries in one machine. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Girl CEO Podcast, the playground for female entrepreneurs. My name is Ronnie Brown, and I'm the author of Amazon's best-selling book, From Mopping Floors to Making Millions, and was once a teen mom turned millionaire business mentor. I created my Girl CEO community for women like you. Girl CEO, you are a trailblazer, a creative, an innovator, a boss, and a woman who knows that she deserves more. Join me each week while we uncover what it truly takes to be your own boss and become a successful Girl CEO. And don't worry, sis, I got you.
Good morning, best friends. Good morning, best friends. Good morning.
But it is September the 27th, and we are a few days away from October. Can you all believe that? The fact that October is right around the corner, all right? But not only is October around the corner, 2023 is right around the corner, okay? Which means we are literally at this point less than 90 days. I'm gonna just throw it out there, about 90 days away from a brand new year. 90 days away from a brand new year, okay? This is insane. Some of us, we looked up and it was June. We did a blink again, and it was fucking October. Okay, it's about to be October. Now, what I'm going to stress to you guys is that time waits for no one. Time waits for no one. Y'all going to say time is flying, but what I want to stress is not only is time flying, but time is not waiting for you. Okay? Time is not going to slow down. It's not going to take a pause. It's not going to miss a day. It's going to keep on going. It's two things that's going to keep coming around. It's your time is going to keep going, and your bills going to hit every first of the month. All right? Those are two things that you cannot change. Now, many of you all have been in a season in your life, and you've been in a season in your business where you feel like you need to make a pivot in your business. Something in my spirit has been saying the word pivot, 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 pivot. The word over the next 90 days is pivot. And I was on the phone right before I got on this live. And I said, hey, I said, I'm going to call you right back. I got to get on this live because my people need to hear this. Something is in my spirit and I need to get it out. And I literally stopped in the middle of my phone conversation. And I said, I got to go live real quick. I said, I got to go live real quick. I have a message that I need to get out. And I know that I need to get it out. And someone needs to hear it today. And I literally put the phone down and I said, pivot is the word. Let me dig into this. When it's time for you to pivot and it's time for you to go in a different direction, you are not going to be able to progress until you do what you're supposed to do. Until you start taking action and going in this new direction that you are supposed to be going in. And let me just say this, because I want to make sure that you guys feel this in your spirit. This is not just about business. Some of you all are in a space right now where you need to pivot in your life. The fear that you have when it comes to pivoting is holding you back from what God truly has for you. Do not be afraid. There was a video posted of me, and it was like 2 weeks ago, right? Or probably like last week. And I had been, the word pivot has been like showing up everywhere. I gave it to like one of my friends. I'm like, this is what you need to use. Like the pivot, right? And then I turned around and there was a video posted of me about me speaking in LA. And they used this old clip from when I spoke at the Earn Your Leisure conference, the first InvestFest that they had. And the one clip that they took from that entire interview was a question. And the question that they asked me was, what do you think one of the most valuable things that you've learned in business is? And I said, in the interview, I said, the most valuable thing that I've learned in business was the power of pivoting and understanding that in order for you to be successful, you have to continue to reinvent yourself over and over and over and over again. Now, this is crazy because a lot of y'all may not feel or understand what I'm saying, but the ones who are supposed to get this, you're going to get this. Often in life, we continue to do the same thing over and over and over and over. And the reason why we do that thing, because initially it works, okay? Initially it works. But the thing about growth and evolving and constantly being able to hit that next level in your life is that you are going to have to pivot. You're going to have to evolve because you hit that cap. How many of you all feel like you hit that cap? All right. You hit that cap in your life. You hit that cap in your business. And then you're like, all right, this is level one, but now it's time for me to get to level three. Well, the challenging part and the thing that you're going to realize is going to challenge the hell out of you is that in order for you to hit that level three, best friends, you're going to have to do some stuff that you never did, right? Because you hit the level one already. But in order for you to hit that level three, and this is a real mindset conversation, what I had to realize is I was already at level one, but I needed to get to level three. I had mastered level one. Level one carry me, let me give you an example, because I don't want to give too much. I'm not that person. I don't come on here and brag on money, and I'm not into that. Let me give you an example. Some of you all, you made six figures, okay? Or you may have had your $200,000 a year, or you may have had your six-figure year in business, all right? But what I had to realize, even in my life, was what got me to my six figures is not going to be the same thing that gets you to your seven figures. Okay. Now let's go to the personal side of business. What got you to I'm good is not going to get you to I'm happy. All right. So whatever it was that you had to do, you may have had to get rid of some friends. You may have had to, you know, spend more time with yourself. You may have had to take some few vacations. You may have had to start dating again. But now you got to lock in with that partner, that next level person, right? You may have dating, like, okay, I'm good. I'm back. I'm feeling good. I'm going out. I'm feeling myself. Things are great. But now you're trying to get to that next level of happiness, that next level of fulfillment. And in this season, you're going to need a partner, right? You're going to need a person who can roll with you, a person who can build with you, a person who can think with you, a person who can mastermind with you. So what I want you all to think about is like, what is it that you are going to need to unlock that next level in your life? If you're like, okay, I'm cool, but I ain't really happy, then you're going to have to go and you're going to have to unlock that next level through some different types of actions. You might have been cool with the dates. You might have been cool with the phone calls. You might have been cool with the small talk. Now you want happy. You want to be able to say, you know what? I'm happy. And now that happy may look like the masterminding, right? The happy may look like the game planning. The happy may look like the strategizing together. The happy may be you being able to be yourself, your all self, your whole self, your true self, all of those things. So that's personal. But let's go back to business. The things that got you to that six figures, it may have been a few posts here and there on Instagram. You know, you may have been posting 1 or 2 days a week, right? It may have been, you know, you sending out a few emails here or there, right? It may have been you doing a sales webinar once a month or here and there, but they only got you to six. That only got you to your six figures. Now you got to get to your seven figures, okay? So what are you going to do that's going to take you there? Let me give you a hint. It's nothing that you did to get to the six. I know that so many of you all don't want to hear it, because unlocking those next levels in your life is, it stresses you out. And not only does it stress you, it stretches you. And when we are in seasons of being stretched, we don't like it because it's uncomfortable. You feel like you are literally running on a hamster wheel, okay? And you can't get it out your system, all right? You start thinking about, what do I need to do? How many of you all on this live right now, you feeling in your spirit like, I'm supposed to be doing more in the season. I know I'm supposed to be doing something different. I've been playing small. It's going to eat you up on the inside. I remember when God revealed some things to me recently. You know what he told me? He said, Ronnie, you are going to have one of the top shows for authentic women. You are the voice for authentic women. And he said, it doesn't matter how you show up. He said, Ronnie, you can show up. God told me this. He said, you can show up in a t-shirt, some sweatpants. He said, you can go and you can get dressed up. He said, you can show up with a bare face, a made up face. He said, but your realness and your rawness and the way that people are connected to you and the magnetic energy that you have, he said, it's nothing that anyone can take away from you. He said, it is different. And he told me, he said, you have to get serious with your show, with your girl CEO show. You got to get serious with it. He said, this is what you're supposed to do. You are supposed to have these authentic conversations yourself and these authentic conversations with other women. And I was like, man, but you know, what about all this other stuff that I'm doing and this and this and that? He said, this is what you're supposed to do. He said, you are going to have one of the biggest shows. It's going to blow your mind. And he said, and your beauty line is going to explode. He said, don't worry, it's happening. And he said, these partnership opportunities are coming your way. But this is what I need you to do. I need you to use the voice that I've given you. He said, I don't want you to do nothing else but use your voice. He said, your voice is your secret weapon. The way you show up is your secret weapon. He said, I know you, like I heard him. He's like, yeah, you can get cute. You can get fly. He said, but your authentic voice is your secret weapon. So I want you all to ask yourself right now, because I'm listening. Yes, I am. Okay. All right. I am listening 100%. I am listening. And what I want you all to ask yourself is, are you listening? Many of you all know what your secret weapon is. Some of you all have abandoned it. You've put it to the side. You felt like, you know, this ain't my thing no more. It's your thing. And the reason that it's going to keep on coming back to you, like when you're trying to get out of your thing and you're trying to do this other stuff and it's like, it's going to keep waking you up. You're going to feel like, you know, there is something I'm not doing. You're going to keep feeling it in your spirit. It's not going to let you sleep. It's not going to let you get away. It's going to keep waking you up. You're going to continue to be reminded of it. You're going to feel it in your spirit. The things that you're doing, it's not going to work because you're supposed to be doing something else, right? Are you listening to it? Are you listening to it in your spirit? Are you following through with the thing that you're supposed to be doing? Some of you all are supposed to be pivoting right now. This is a pivotal season for so many of you all. You've taken a pause. You've fallen back. You haven't been showing up the way you're supposed to show up. And God keeps telling you, you're supposed to be seen. You're supposed to be heard. There's a message that you have within you that you need to get out, that you need to give to other people. You haven't. You've been scaling back. You've been playing small. And I'm going to tell you this. It's your damn fault. If you do not live the life that you desire to live, if you do not get the happiness that you want, if you do not experience the level of freedom that you desire, if you do not get that fruitful life that you want, if you do not touch the people that you're supposed to touch, if you do not make the difference that you are supposed to make, it's your damn fault. If you don't make the money that you're supposed to be making, it's your damn fault. Because something that I realized through working with different entrepreneurs, female and male, is that 99% of you all already know what you're supposed to be doing. Not only do you know what you're supposed to be doing, you know in your heart what you aren't doing. And because you know these things and you have yet to start executing and doing the things, it's your damn fault that you do not and will not live the life that you desire. It's your fault. It's your damn fault. So to all of you all who are on here, that have been shrinking yourselves down, that have been playing small, that have been tiptoeing around other people, that have been questioning, doubting, allowing other people and these thoughts to get in your mind, I'm challenging you today to end it. You know, it just amazes me how we wait on other people to confirm things. Every single time I've gone to other people and I've told them, so what do you think about this? Or what do you think about that? Do you know that every time I've done this, I've already known in my spirit what I was supposed to be doing? I've already known. I was waiting for somebody else to co-sign on what God had already told me. Every single time I've gone to someone else and I've said, what do you think I should do? Even when I was in bad relationships, oh, what do you think about this girl? You knew he wasn't for you. God already told you that. Why do you need your friend to tell you? Right? When I knew that business was over and I wasn't supposed to be in it, I already knew that. I was waiting for somebody else to co-sign on what I've already known. When it was time for me to move on and go in a different direction, I was waiting for someone else to co-sign it. And that's not what I need. I got the co-sign. God already gave it to me. He already told me to keep it moving. So for many of you guys, you're in a season right now where you're waiting for somebody to say, yeah, you know, it's time for you to do this. You already know what you're supposed to be doing. How many times do you need somebody to tell you what God has already told you and God has already showed you? The proof is in the pudding. Let me give you this before I jump off of here. Most of you all are in an uncomfortable space. You're uncomfortable in your business. You're uncomfortable in your life. You're uncomfortable in your thoughts. You're uncomfortable with your progress. You're uncomfortable with where you're going and how fast you're getting there. Comment in the chat if you agree with this. You're so uncomfortable. You already know what you're supposed to be doing. But you're uncomfortable. The great thing is you're uncomfortable for a reason. You're uncomfortable for a reason. The only time I've been uncomfortable in my life is when I was doing some shit I wasn't supposed to be doing. When I was flowing and operating in my purpose, I am so confident. I am so comfortable. My head is up. I'm feeling good. I'm only speaking on things and areas that I'm knowledgeable of when I'm comfortable. But many of you all have gotten uncomfortable because you're operating in territory that is not your territory. You're doing things it's not for you. Not only are you doing things that are not for you, the reason why so many of you all are uncomfortable with what you're doing is because you're not doing it your way. You know, that's the thing that I'm realizing about life. You can take a little bit from everywhere, but you always got to keep your flavor on it. And you see these people online and you think that you got to show up this way. You got to show up that way. You got to show up this way. You got to show up that way. And there's another person. There's another person deep down inside that you have not even allowed your audience to see. Because you've grown up in a space where you have to be so reserved, right? Or you are now at a place where you feel like you can't show people your true personality, right? Many of you all, you have these big personalities. You're so cool. You're so funny. You're so down to earth. But you haven't been showing that. You're showing people bullshit. You're showing people this fake image that you see other people putting out into the universe. And you're not getting the feedback. You're not getting the success. You're not getting the community that you should actually have because you're so afraid to be yourself. And I can go into layers and layers and layers of people just not being able to be themselves. But until you show these people who you really are, you're not going to get that. And you're going to stay uncomfortable. Let me tell you what the most uncomfortable thing is. It is nothing more uncomfortable than sitting around being who the internet has told you to be. There is nothing more uncomfortable than sitting around acting like you're not into some stuff that you into, right? There is nothing more uncomfortable than not being able to talk about things that interest you and that get your attention because you feel like you're connected to this certain lane and you can't show up as yourself and speak on different topics and things like that. It's so uncomfortable. And when we are uncomfortable, we can't move. We can't flow. Right? Things are no longer fluid in our lives. We complicate them. We're nervous. We can't speak. We can't talk. We can't do anything because we're locked in into, well, what are they going to think? What are they going to say if I show them that, you know, I'm listening to this? What are they going to say if I just let my hair down for a second and I just be myself? Like, some of you all have this inner beast inside of you that is waiting to get out. But you are so busy, like, man, I might outshine this person. Or they're going to start looking at me like, oh my God, who does he think he is? Or who does she think she is? Right? Or I need to stay low key so, you know, people won't say that I'm not, you know, stay humble or that. Man, fuck them people. Fuck them people. Let me just say one thing to you guys, and I got to get the heck up off of here. I will change. I will pivot. I will recreate. I will come back as many people and things and whatever the hell I want to do, I will do it. If it's in my spirit, I will do it. They can say whatever about me, but they can't ever say I didn't do shit. I would rather people say that I did a lot of things than for them to be able to say she ain't do nothing. Because many of you all aren't doing anything. You haven't came back better. You haven't recreated yourself. You aren't showing your true personalities. You done dumbed your brand down. You done dumbed your gift down. You playing small because you worried about what people will say. Baby, I do not care how many times I have to come back. Y'all better understand one thing. I'm coming back. And I will reinvent myself a million times. All right? Y'all think Diddy doing it. Like, Diddy and freaking Puff Daddy and, you know, Love and Sean Combs and Puffy. And as many times that man that came back, guess what? He keep coming back. He keeps coming back. He stays relevant. So this is the season I'm going to ask you, how are you going to pivot? How are you going to recreate yourself? How are you going to come back? How? How will you do it? I've come back many times. You all have seen me own a salon. You all have seen me do direct sales. You all have seen me do my boutique. You all have seen me launch my product line after some. I don't care, but what you're going to do is you're going to see me. You're going to see me. Whether I'm winning or I'm losing, I'm not afraid to show y'all my losses. I'm not. But what you're going to do is you're going to see me. I ain't about to go hide. So think about it. If it's not working for you right now, what is it that you need to do? What area do you need to pivot in? Who do you need to come back and be in real life? What parts of yourself have you continued to hide? Come back. Come the hell back. Please come back. Please reinvent yourself. If you haven't been showing your personality, please show it. If people haven't been seeing you, please let them see you. If you've been unhappy and you've been okay and now you're ready to be like, oh, I'm good. If you've been good, but you're ready to be happy, say, okay, I had good. Now I'm ready to be happy. If it's your relationship, if it's your personal life, if you're ready to get that ultimate thing, I used to tell people, I'm like, I'm really in a season right now. And I don't know how many of you all can relate to this, but I was in a season for so long where I said, my business is booming, but my personal life is in shambles. I said, I am in a season where my business is booming, but my personal life is just all over the place. And I told my friends, I said, I cannot wait until I can look up and say, my business is great and my personal life is great. See, y'all don't know about that part yet. Sometimes you can have ultimate success in business when it comes to money, when it comes to your brand, when it comes to all that. But personally, you're just not feeling it. You're like, man, I got to get my personal life, got to catch up with my business. And that was my biggest desire, right? It was for my personal life to catch up with my business. Because y'all think that if the money is there, then you're going to immediately have the happiness. But when the money start coming in, that's when you step into that rodeo. You get into that rodeo and you're like, man, you ever see them cowboys on a bull and it's going up and down and he bouncing all around and that's all he's trying to do is hold on. You ever see that? And then that bull do that one kick and he fly his tail off of that bull and he just bam, he just slam into a gate. And the goal in that rodeo, and the only way you win in a rodeo is the person who can hold on the longest. That's the person who wins the rodeo. My father was a cowboy. This is a whole other damn story. If anyone on here knows about my history or my past from a childhood, my father was literally a cowboy. He used to go to rodeos. All my friends used to laugh at me when I was little because we lived in the inner city in the projects. My daddy used to walk around with Wrangler jeans on, a cowboy hat, and a damn pickup truck. So don't ask me how I know about the rodeos, because that's how my behind knows. My father thought that he was the Black Will Pickett. Okay. But in the rodeo, that's all you had to do to win was to hold on. Whoever stayed on the bull the longest, that was the winner. That was the winner. Okay. And let me just tell you something. Life can sometimes be a fucking rodeo. Let me say that one more time. Life can sometimes be a fucking rodeo. It can be a rodeo. And that's all you got to do is hold on. And the person who holds on the longest, they win. And that's what so many of you all are going to be challenged with in this season. Can you hold on? So I want to remind you, because like I said before, if you are not seeing the success, if you are not feeling the peace, if you are not living in that prosperity mindset and you're not feeling fulfilled and you're feeling empty, it's your fault, because something is going on that you know you need to change and you're not changing it. So pivot, 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 pivot. Pivot, pivot. Two things that we need to do. Hold on and pivot. Hold on and pivot. Many of you all have some gifts that you got to pull up out of you. And what got you to that six figures is not going to get you to that seven figures. All right. What got you to that 100,000 is not going to get you to that million. The things that's going to get you to that million is you're going to have to get creative. You're going to have to do some stuff that you wasn't initially doing. You're going to have to step up out of that comfort zone. All right. So I love you guys. I'm about to get up off of here. I'm wishing you nothing but success, and I'll see you soon. Bye.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get three-pound packs of flavorful 80% lean ground beef for $2.99 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Memorial Day deals are here at Lowe's. Get up to 40% off select major appliances, including Samsung. Plus, save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more, like the Samsung Bespoke French Door Refrigerator featuring Beverage Center and Dual Ice Maker. Shop at Lowe's today. We help. You save. Valid 5/15 through 6/18. Selection varies by location. Total savings varies based on purchase amount. See Lowe's.com for details.